Hello, it is February 25th, 2024, and today we have the King of Swords. This is where we boss up, or not. When we consider that the King of Air is the avatar of the lawyer, surgeon, government official, high-ranking officer or scientist of the tarot, best we humble ourselves before him or her and show respect for his experience, expertise, and position. We are very lucky to not have him in the reverse. He don't play at all. I have to give it up to my own long-suffering lawyer, Ross the Boss. No matter how angry or upset or worried about a situation I may be, the impossibly calm, even tone of his voice never wavers. I refuse these days to get worked up about anything because there is a whole lot to be said about detachment, and I believe that for every problem there is a solution. And if there's a solution, this is the king that's going to find it. There was a woman who died after a fall down the stairs. A lot of blood. The husband, as usual, was the prime suspect, found guilty, and served time. Unfortunately for him, you see, his first wife had met her demise in exactly the same way. From what I remember, from the claw-like gashes on her scalp, it was assumed he'd done the job with a cast-iron-pronged fireplace poker, except the poker had been found in the garage, covered in cobwebs, unused for years. As it turns out, his lawyers had produced home security camera pictures from a nearby neighbor who had been attacked by an owl, of all things, who had swooped down from one of the tall pine trees in the heavily forested area and attacked him, the bloody wounds requiring several stitches. So a forensic scientist re-examined the exhumed woman's head and, unbelievably, found microscopic hairs in the wounds that are, who knew, found under the claws of owls. And he is free to go. And I'll assume, like me, from then on, only went out after dark with a hat on. I have a bat. This would be your King of Swords, uninvested emotionally, ignoring previous verdicts, but carefully and meticulously examines the evidence in front of him, every fact in detail, in order to get to the truth. Do not even try to lie to this king. I'm also reminded of a very drunk, loud, arrogant, and annoying woman on a plane. Just before takeoff, the police came on board to take her away. Although she started off defiant and entitled, "I'll sue this airline," she was quickly reduced to a whimpering, begging mess. "Please don't arrest me," as the expressionless cops coolly and efficiently lifted her out of her seat and smoothly escorted her off the plane. A round of applause from the passengers, and we were on our way. We see flashes of passionate red in the king's garments of royal purple and blue, reminding us of his brash and immature knighthood, specifically the lining of his purple cape and a red toe just visible under the long gown of calm blue. Under his crown is a red cowl. Personal feelings and emotional investment are not appropriate in his position. This is the card of self-mastery, and today we may need to remain detached and logical about some situation. Practical. Once we come to a conclusion or make our well-informed decision, it must be final. It is said that there are three sides to the truth, or sides of the story, yours, mine, and the law. Today we may find a legal situation or decision will be made in our favor, or we may be facing a situation that requires us to be a little cold ourselves. It's not always easy to achieve this clear-headed, logical state of mind, but today it seems there may be a situation that requires that we do. Or we may be being advised to seek a professional advisor. Time to call the specialist.